Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. I hope you are too. We're talking about being present today. Have you ever had a conversation and literally your mind is somewhere else?
Just wondering. What just happened? Because I don't remember anything, or I didn't hear anything that was said.
Or you're having sex and your mind is totally
on baseball,
grocery list. Why baseball?
Because it's very not erotic.
Just a couple minutes longer.
Just one more inning, an outing, please.
That is funny. Yeah, you know, the kids...
Let me go all nine innings and outings.
The boys at school, you know, when they'd get called up to the chalkboard and they would pull their shirt out, the joke was, just think about baseball. Think about baseball.
Hiding that erection going to the chalkboard.
Oh,
did I say the E word?
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with being present, but that's what we're talking about.
So being present is a present that you give yourself.
Oh, that's so good. Being present is a present.
Yeah.
To everyone, not only yourself. It's a present to God. It's a present to the people you're around. It's a present to, I know, just being with Tater. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I just need to stop and be in the moment.
I noticed that she does that for you.
Right? I'm telling you, we can learn all of our life lessons if we just tried to imitate our dogs.
And they love freely and unconditionally. They are present in the moment with you. They are just generous.
Tater specifically.
Now, they don't want to share their food very often. But other than that...
All right. So what are your tips, Coach
Jason?
Well,
one of the things that I was thinking about, because I was on a call today with about 300 people and we were talking about presence.
Right.
And immediately it came to me of when we would go on walks, our little nature walks.
When we do
just to kind of do a gratitude walk.
Yes, you know? Which I highly suggest everyone does.
And when we do the gratitude walk, we're noticing what's around us and what's available, or even just what's on our mind at the time, and being grateful for that. But just being alone in nature and on a walk, that wonderment and awe that we get to experience brings me super present to the details and the abundance that are just available and around all the time that so often I just take for granted or kind of skip over.
When you notice the clouds, when you notice those blades of grass. In fact, right before we pushed play on this podcast, we were sitting in the kitchen and I said, oh my gosh, there's a squirrel on the lanai. And that was me being present. I noticed the squirrel. And if we would have just been busy doing our daily routines, because people get busy being busy.
Isn't that a fact?
They get busy being busy, and it's our presence is a present.
Yeah. Well, it was a present to that squirrel because he would have just starved on the lanai. I mean, there's
he
plenty
would have
of cool water to drink,
you're
but
leaving,
nothing to eat.
You're leaving out of town in the morning, and I don't know if I would have been bold enough or courageous enough to go out there and try to get it out.
You know what's funny is the closer I got to the squirrel trying
scared.
To get it out. Yeah, there was a anxiety, a little fear.
Yeah,
like,
because you think, what if
it's
this
a wild
thing
animal,
is rabid?
It's scared. It's terrified. And when a caged animal gets put into a corner, it's going to come out.
Right? What if it jumped on your
and
head
I've
or something?
And I've had snakes jump on me. I've had a horse actually back up and roll over me because it was trapped and we freed it. So I've had animal experiences where they've been caged. We were trying to assist and help them. And then they came out.
Wait, a horse,
on me.
A horse rolled over you?
Yeah, actually. So I got behind the horse because we were pulling this thing that it got trapped behind away from the fence.
Yes.
And the horse just did this huge 360 or 180 and came and just barreled over me.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, why did you choose the way the person was? Like, I'm back here. Nothing's in front of you. But the noise and the distraction freaked it out. So it turned around and hauled it right over me.
You almost said hauled ass.
I did. And scared that's a me, donkey knocked reference. The breath out of me, couldn't get up for a couple of minutes. It was traumatizing.
I know this is traumatic. So off the subject, but last night I was watching a Nate Bargatze special. He's a comedian.
He's a great comedian.
And he does this whole bit about seeing a dead horse in in a yard.
I want to watch
and
that.
And he goes all... I mean, he goes on and on and on about when you buy a horse, you don't think it's just going to die in your yard.
What do you do with it?
And then you have to, yeah, you're going to have to call a whole crew to come in and move it. And you can't call your buddies because they won't even move your couch. And he's like hilarious on this. And then come to find out.
But they'll come over and look at the horse.
The horse was just sleeping.
Oh, that's funny. There, now you know the joke. You don't have to listen.
He had no idea that horses slept laying down. Anyway.
Nice.
But he was being present, you know? Yeah. Like he noticed.
Well, there's
horse.
Wonderment and there's awe in it. And I bet you that's where a lot of comedians get their comedy is going, wow, that I'm just in awe at how this person thinks, or I'm in awe at that situation.
There's something to that because comedians are observers of life.
Yes.
And that's why they can find the humor in things that the rest of us are in the thick picture.
Of it. Yeah, we're in the thick of it.
We're experiencing it and we don't stop and remove ourselves from the situation and go, wait a minute, I'm going to watch my life like a movie.
Mm.
And it is being present.
It is about being present.
And you know, one tip that you were giving me before we press record is to just breathe. Breathing is one thing that always makes us present. And it goes back to why people smoke cigarettes. They just want that, you know, I just want that breath and that time to just stop.
You know, because I smoked for 20 years.
Yes.
And I remember so often, like I wanted to quit on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it smelled bad. Mm-hmm. I knew it made me not really feel good. But the words that I remember always saying is, I just need to go out and have a breath for myself. And to do that, I need a cigarette because otherwise I feel so overwhelmed by life. I feel all these things.
You feel anxious.
All this anxiety, all this stress. It's like, right? I need to go.
Pressure.
Quote unquote, take a break and take a breath for myself. And it wasn't a breath of fresh air. It wasn't a deep, nice kind of enjoying the environment air and healthy, but it was kind of forcing myself through this habit I'd created to take a deep drag and breath in, mm-hmm. hold it for a second, and then breathe back out. And I didn't even realize that I wasn't breathing correctly on a day-to-day regular basis, not smoking. But now that, ever since I quit smoking, it's just...
Now that you're aware and
way
conscious
powerful.
Of it.
Yeah.
And another example that you brought up was when we sing certain songs.
Yes. Especially like hymnals or like religious music, because
Hallelujah. Those songs
that have been with us for years.
Yes.
They were built on that cadence of breath.
They force you to inhale, exhale, and take just a micro moment of being present, whether you are aware that you are doing it or not.
Yeah, and just the whole rhythm of the song kind of wants that air to get deep into your diaphragm, work itself around in through your lungs, and then come back up.
I mean, have you ever sang the Hallelujah chorus?
Yeah.
King of kings forever and ever, and Lord of lords, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then it goes up like 5 octaves.
Yeah, I can hit all of them. I can hit all of them just in one little pitch of the voice because I don't know how to hold a key.
You just change the octave. That's what you do. Okay, what's another tip that you have for us?
One of them, letting go of ego. Because ego is a lot of times we're thinking about a future.
We think about what we're going to say next.
Yeah.
Our defenses.
Like we're trying to prove or contradict something, or we're trying to get an outcome for the exterior world. So like almost that, the outside validation. And when we're going for that outside validation, we're not present. So a lot of times I think about when we're doing things in the ego, would I still be doing this if no one ever heard about it? No one ever saw it? Did it fill me up and make me fulfilled just in the act of doing?
Oh, that's so good.
Or am I doing it because I want someone else to think something different about me so I can feel value for myself?
You want to prove a point to other people. You want. Oh, that's so good. That is so good. Would you still be doing this and enjoying every minute if nobody could see you?
Yeah. If you were on an island by yourself or no one else was in the world, is it something you would still want to be doing?
I'm guilty sometimes of being in a situation and something will come up and it is my ego that starts popping up saying, well, I'm not getting recognized or they don't realize everything that I've contributed I'm not being heard.
But so there's also things like in your journal, because I catch myself going through this conversation with you. It makes me feel bad about saying, Jana, why are you doing all these little extra details that no one will ever notice? Because you love creating these journals,
yeah.
Creating your art, yeah. And it'll be finished in my mind because it's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And then you go back in and you're like, I'm going to just tweak a couple things and I'm going to make a couple changes and spend hours changing something mm-hmm. that I don't think anyone else would ever know. And I wouldn't know if I wasn't watching it.
So what you're saying is I'm extremely present with my art.
And your creativity. Yes, and I'm sorry because I should just allow you to be in that creation flow because mm-hmm. you're not doing it all for the people. There's a portion that's for the people.
It's from my soul.
But that creative aspect of it is for you and what you love. And I shouldn't try to quell that.
Oh, that's so
good. And I apologize.
That's so good.
This just my aha right now.
We do this podcast.
And it's on the record.
So we can
We do this podcast so I can apologize.
Jana was right.
That's right. No. One more.
I'm just kidding.
Just one more day. We should do these daily. So Jana, we know Jana's right every day.
That's my ego talking. All right. Do you have one last tip for us?
The last one, I think, is just letting go of kind of past influences. Like let the past kind of inform, mm-hmm. but don't let it hold us back. Because a lot of times what we do is we drag the familiar past into the present,
which and that then present, it muddies everything up. Yeah, let's just be real.
The present moment is really the only place where anything ever gets created. And as the creation gets started, mm-hmm. then the moment's in the past, right? And nothing has happened in the future yet. So there's a very fine line. It's like, present gone, right?
Yeah. You know, I struggle with being present, yet when I want to manifest, I am constantly imagining and thinking of the future.
So
there is something there in wanting to feel the feelings of your future self and feel the feelings of what you want to accomplish and yet still being present.
And so it's feeling the feelings as if it's now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me that all the time.
Reach out there.
Yeah, reach out there and look and see what it feels like, smells like, tastes like, but now start feeling it and thinking of it as if I already have this. It's already there.
It's bringing the future to the present.
Yeah, boom.
I think we should end right there. Huge. That is a huge thing. And if you have a chance, check out Nate Bergazzi because you'll never look at horses the same.
Especially not a sleeping horse. Don't let sleeping horses lie.
They don't tell the truth?
No, let a sleeping horse lie.
Oh, like lay down.
Yeah.
I totally just ruined your...
Let a sleeping horse play possum.
Especially if they're on the lanai.
That's right.
And we've come full circle.
We're just squirreling off.
We are. Boom. Boom. Thanks for joining us. Be present.
Yeah, give yourself that gift. Keep living lucky.
Presence is a present. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.